B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Live, Ashburn, Virginia. Last day in the tent, baby. Real football's coming. They're taking all the tents down. Walking out yesterday, all the stands for the fans that were up for training camp all down.
Yeah, that's damn quick.
Yeah, man. But the biggest story by a mile this week, Terry McLaurin's back. Terry McLaurin's happy. The organization's happy. It's all smiles in Ashburn after, you know, roughly 2 months of a little bit of a storm cloud there with Terry. I want to let people weigh in. How happy are you? Terry's back. What did you think of his comments yesterday? Kenny is in Largo. What's up, Kenny?
What did you do, JPB, Miss? How y'all feeling today on this beautiful day?
We're good, man.
Good, man. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good at work. I'm ecstatic, you know, that he's back. I always knew, just like how y'all said, I always knew he was going to sign his contract back. Like, it just took forever. But, you know, I'm thrilled that he's back. We got our leader back, you know, because we needed that, man. Like, and I like when he said it was pressing, like, this is his first year. He got back-to-back quarterbacks back. JP, y'all should have clapped it up when he said that, like, for real.
That's a pretty wild stat. True.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That, like, been in the league 7 years, his first time back-to-back quarterback. That's crazy. Crazy.
And have I'm the same the one, yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, look, I'm thrilled, though. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, it's like, and I think about Santana's career. Hell, 14 years, he had about 17 quarterbacks.
I've said it too, Tana.
When guys like that produce like they do, come on, man. Get them, man. Give them their respect.
Yeah, I agree with that. Thanks for the call, dude. Let's try to name them, B. So Terry's rookie year was 2019. I remember that. They opened in Philly. He caught a touchdown. Case Keenum was the starting quarterback.
I remember that.
All right. 2020 was Ron's first year. I think Haskins started week one.
They did have Haskins. Case Haskins.
21 was supposed to be Fitz, but I think it was Heinicke.
Fitz, Heinicke, Howell.
22.
No, Fitz started game one, but even though he had injured his hip earlier on a
water slide.
Yeah, he started game one, but then got hurt like three plays
allegedly.
In, right?
yeah, allegedly. Right. So Fitz started in 21. 22 was Wentz. 23 was Howell. 24 was Jaden.
Yeah.
That is a wild list, man.
But he caught it from other people, too. There was other people who caught it.
Oh, for sure. I'm just saying, just week one.
Wow.
That is so bad. No.
But he produces, and people want to say, oh, he's not an exceptional receiver.
Yeah. Gary's up in Baltimore. Gary, you fired up for Terry McLaurin's return? Seems like Terry's fired up.
I am fired up, man. What's up, JP? B. Mitch?
What's up, man?
How y'all
What's
doing?
Up, man?
We're good,
man. Yeah, man. I'm really excited, man. I was, you know, I was just waiting for the breaking news to come out, like, all off season. Like, you know, they need to sign this guy and put it behind him because, you know, he's been the model citizen. He's kept his head down, worked hard. And, you know, there's nothing really bad to say about him. Other thing I wanted to say, by the contract negotiations and a holdout, I think that it really put in perspective. Last year, everybody was like, oh, Terry's not a number one receiver. He's not a number one receiver. Once this contract negotiation thing happened and you start to see his stats and what he did, you really start to realize that his performance last year, you realize that he is the number one receiver. He's better than a lot of people that's out there right now. And that's all I had to say.
All right, man. Appreciate that.
Thanks for the call, dude.
So, Terry, appreciate that, too.
I'm sure. I think, you know, it's pretty remarkable how this has all gone down for Terry. And just, Jeffrey, if you can, I know how stressed you were throughout this. How fired up were you to see Terry running around on the field yesterday and then just the smiles when he was talking to the media?
JP, y'all thought I was playing when I was saying I was going to go home and play Madden. I've been playing Madden, and I have not been playing anybody. You know what I've been doing? I've been putting it on rookie and just demolishing the Eagles with passes from Jaden Daniels to Terry McLaurin. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Even it's so exciting to even hear the Eagles fans calling my phone talking about something. Oh, y'all got y'all boy back. That ain't going to do nothing. I said, oh, it is going to do something. That's why y'all scared. That's why y'all calling me. I didn't call y'all to talk about Terry. Y'all called me.
Yeah, that's crazy how they do that. Then they act like, oh, we don't care. Oh, you care. If you didn't care, you wouldn't be dialing the number.
Which quarterback do we think Terry has caught the most touchdown passes from? So last year, he caught 13. At least 12 of them were from Jaden. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying regular season. At least 12 of them were from Jaden.
How many he has total?
38.
He caught the most from Jaden.
You think?
Uh-huh.
How many do you think he caught from Heinicke? Because Heinicke played the most during those.
Yeah, but I saw him catch. He caught the most he caught in 1 year when Heinicke was around was like seven, six or seven, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying over the course of.
I still say Jaden.
So, now, did he maybe catch another one from Mariota in that? It's got to be Jaden. So, I just looked this up. Terry, in his career, had 125 catches with 1,700 yards and scored 8 touchdowns from Taylor Heinicke.
That's already shattered.
Yeah.
I mean, that's done. And also, that tells you a lot about having a legitimate quarterback and knowing where to go with the damn ball.
Totally.
And even Heinicke told you, I just close my eyes and throw it up there. Terry will catch it.
Right.
At least Jaden look and throw it to him.
What was Heinicke? He sold the T-shirts. Bleep it, Terry down there somewhere.
Yeah, just throw it up. Terry down there somewhere.
Let's go to V in D.C. What's up, V?
V, you up, man?
Hey, so my question for you is, JP, you was in there at the conference when Terry spoke, and I was wondering, like, what was the atmosphere like in there, like, when he finally got down and sat down? I know they started out by saying, you know, hey, so, like, what did the room feel like, you know, because me watching it, I kind of, you know, I just felt like it was real genuine. You know, the energy was kind of in a sense of not emotional, not too emotional, but it just felt like a sigh of relief to have him there. And then, like, with the questions that he was getting, it was, like, real in-depth questions about the process, and he gave pretty much genuine in-depth answers. So, like, what was the atmosphere for you, and how did the room feel?
Yeah, man, I mean, I've covered Terry since his rookie year. Like, I know him fairly well. And there are, of the people in that room yesterday, there's a handful of people that know Terry well and were at Easter Motors and have been at Terry's charity events. So there was a real feeling of it's a good question, V, and I appreciate you asking it, man. Because, like, my job isn't to root for the team or, you know, root for a player or any of that. But, like, as you get to know guys, you care about them personally, right? And even being at Easter Motors, I knew how much this was bothering Terry. It's not like he was losing sleep or anything, but, like, he did not expect it to go this way, and it went this way. And mm-hmm. I think that leaned on him.
Yeah.
And I could see yesterday, just by his body language, just, you know.
He was relieved.
He was relieved, man. Yeah. He was happy. Like, he knows now. I mean, hell, I'm sure we can look it up online. His career earnings are probably now close to $100 million. Like, he has changed the lives of his parents, of his family, of his future children, of his wife. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a level of security with that.
Yeah.
And I think, by and large, you know, there were questions to be asked. There were things we had to find out. And when Adam Peters said, you know, I applaud Terry McLaurin's professionalism, that resonated to me because, in general, now, the way this organization used to work would be to try to smear players.
Try to bash the person, yeah.
Most of the times, though, in the league, that's not what happens. I'd say two-thirds of the time, the organization tries to just shut up about it.
Mm-hmm.
But what you see a lot, especially at the receiver position, are players that go ballistic. Players that, like, the classic move is you start deleting all the stuff off your Instagram, right?
Which,
like,
makes no sense.
Right. But, like, Terry never did any of that. And if you want to get caught up in the the Eastern Motors thing, you're allowed to. I don't agree with you. That to me is just business. But there was a real feeling there that Terry was so happy to have this behind him and happy with how the organization landed. And he is a pro at all times, and I think it came through yesterday.
What I say is this, okay? When he was going through it, and you saw I got a little personal with a lot of people when he was going through it.
Yeah.
When you go to a team and you do everything you're asked to do and more, and then you're in that situation as if they don't care about you, and then you start getting certain fans, not many, certain fans who want to start saying what you should do and what you got to do and, like, turning on you. I experienced it when I was around for them 10 years. I was here for 10 years, never thought I would deal with all that crap. But I did see Art Monk, and I'm like, okay, it will happen. But then when it happens, you're not ready for it. Because what you've done is every damn thing you've been asked and more. And then all of a sudden, now you're being told that all the stuff they've been asking for, all the stuff they use to explain what a certain level of a teammate is supposed to be or what a commander is supposed to be, Redskin at the time, but that's not good enough anymore for them. That hurts, dog. That hurts tremendously. And I understood where he was coming from. And as I would hear some of the people who start trying to use this man's questioning himself, because you question yourself a lot of time when all this stuff goes down. Him being in this situation, they start using that to try to promote their little mindsets and their ideas. It made me really mad. You know, it put me in that position where when I was a little kid, where I just went looking for people to beat up. I'm serious. But I'm smart enough not to do that these days. But everybody that I'm discussing, they know who I'm talking about. Because every time you said something, I said something directly to you. And you knew I was saying it. So it's like, stop trying to utilize somebody's pain to promote some of your dumbass mindsets.
You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We'll keep these phone lines open. Dan Quinn's going to address the media at noon. Terry was asked about the age situation and how that impacted the contract negotiations, and I loved his answer. You'll hear it when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in mere seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The biggest difference is controlling the humidity, man. We've had this stretch of great, great weather, and it's been terrific, but before that, it was hot as hell, and everybody knew it. If you can control the humidity in D.C., you're going to control the temperature in your house. Rood gets it done with a variable speed compressor that ensures humidity control. It gives you comfort and performance perfectly balanced. What's better than that? Money. Cold, hard cash. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.